The straight set scoreline once again doesn't reflect how hard Federer was made to work under the lights of Rod Laver Arena. It was three entertaining and high quality sets, with the Swiss star playing the big points better in his eighth straight win over Blake. Federer says it was an enjoyable match to be a part of.
I thought it was a good match, you know, entertaining. Playing against James, it's always great fun, and I was happy the way I came up with great shots in the tiebreaker especially, and we're able to wear him down, so I was very happy.
But Federer still looks a little uptight, a little off-key, and in the upbeat Djokovic, he plays a man yet to drop a set in the tournament. Djokovic's 6-love 6-3 7-5 win over tough Spaniard David Ferrer underlined his good form, and he says he's not worried about the attack of nerves which struck him as he served for the match.
I know that I am playing with a lot of emotions, you know, good emotions, bad emotions, and I've been like that since I started playing tennis, and so I haven't changed something, you know, in a negative way.
Meanwhile, the Melbourne title remains elusive for Venus Williams, beaten in straight sets by the popular fourth seed Anna Ivanovic. Ivanovic will play Slovak Daniela Hentuchová, who's into her first Grand Slam semi in 29 attempts. They'll play the second match on women's semi-final day, the first between another Serb, Jelena Jankovic, and the Russian Maria Sharapova. Sharapova blazed into the semis with a hiding of world number one Justine Henin. She looks the woman best placed to win the title. And the first of the men's semi-finals will be played in the evening. Second seed Rafael Nadal takes on the French outsider Joe Wilfried Tsonga. Ricky Swanell, Melbourne.